Charles Woodson had a shoulder strain. Frankly, I think Charles will go through the same week of preparation that he has here the past probably 6 weeks. So fully expect him to be ready to go for Arizona. This past Sunday's, yesterday's. Our focus as a football team was really to complete the 16 games to make sure we took our best football into the playoffs. I think that's a key responsibility of the head coach. Every team's different. Everybody's path is different. I felt clearly that it was important for us to approach this game from a week of preparation. No different than we did for the first 15. I feel strongly we accomplished that. I felt very strongly we needed to approach the beginning of the game the same way. And I wanted the players to go into the game, to win the game, and play like they did the first 15. Now, we met in our game management meeting with the coordinators. I told them specifically, at the end of the third quarter, we're going to assess where we are, and then we'll go from there. We had that meeting at halftime. Due to the score at halftime, we decided to play the starters one more series in the third quarter, and then we made the substitutions that we could. We only could make a few substitutions on defense because we only had the seven linebackers going into the game due to injury to Brandon Chiller, but we were able to make the four or five substitutions with the offense. After the long series in the third quarter, so that was our plan. I was very, 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 very happy with the way it worked out. The quality of work that we were looking to achieve Sunday, we feel like it is important for us to stay in tune, stay sharp, and now we feel we're ready for the playoffs. I feel very good about our football team. I think it's like anything you're trying to build. As far as the vision, the plan. I like the way our football team looks right now. I like the energy that they're playing with. I like the way they prepare. And I like the way they're focused. And we'll be totally in tune with the fact that playoff football is different. We have a group of men that experienced this 2 years ago. We have a group of men that have not experienced it. So through our week of preparation, I'm looking for a focused, disciplined week of preparation. And we're getting ready to go play Arizona. We're playing an opponent on the road. They're defending NFC champions. They won their division, so there's definitely some challenge of playing a little bit uphill, and that's the mindset we're taking into this game. I think that's great conversation for really yourself and the media and everybody else. We're worried about Arizona, and that's playoff football, and that's really what I'm talking about. That's part of the charge. It's part of the discipline. That's part of the focus that we need to make sure we stay in tune with this next game. Playoff football is different than regular season football. Anybody that's been through it will tell you that. It's clear. It goes to a different level. So we're the opposing team on the road. We had 20, I don't know how many thousands. I mean, the Green Bay Packer fans in that game yesterday, it was phenomenal. To hear the Go Pack goes throughout the game was incredible. I mean, I hope we can accomplish that again. But playing on the road in the playoffs is a challenge, and that's really what we're focused on. What goes on around us really, it makes no difference because, there's no next week if you don't take care of this week. I think the biggest thing about yesterday's game, you can look at the personnel matchups that did occur, based on the way they played the game, also how they adjusted and so forth, and frankly how they played us and being ready for the adjustment or the next personnel group where you think they're going to go from there. But it's one of 16 games. We hit the target that we wanted to hit yesterday. Now we're preparing for once again the defending NFC champions, and that's the way we'll view it. They're a very talented football team. They're a hell of a football team. They won a division 2 years in a row, so they have experience. They're coming off of a a Super Bowl run last year. They have playoff experience, their whole, you know, pretty much their whole football team. So those are the things that play to their strengths, and not to be redundant. We need to have our best week of preparation. I'm sorry? Decoy? They did some things, but I'm sure we probably won't see this week. I think that would be accurate, but still, football's football. I'm more focused on how we play fundamentally. That's where our focus will be. You know, we didn't roll out everything we had either. So there's two sides to that. My football thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's my job every day. My job is to keep my finger on the pulse of our football team. I'm in charge of their pulse and make sure when they need kicked in the ass, that happens, and when they need picked up, that happens too. But also that's all part of your scheduling, the mindset, and so forth. I like what our football team looks like right now. But once again, this is a whole new deal here. It's a whole new season. These are different kind of games, and we got to make sure we get ready to play. A lot of it. I mean, we're not going to just change everything we did, in yesterday's game when we play these guys, Sunday over there in Arizona. I mean, our principles are still the same. Our base concepts are still the same. We've established who we are, the way we want to play. I mean, that will not change. Now, what you do from, you change the face of it, or those types of things. That's all part of the game planning. But we need to do the fundamental things that we've been doing very well. We need to take care of the football. We need to take the football away. We need to tackle, and we need to block. I mean, those are the things that we're going to spend more time emphasizing this week. We're going to bring them in tomorrow. Yeah, we're going to work Tuesday either way. I mean, Tuesday was set, whether it's a 6-day or 7-day schedule. It's important for the team to get in here and really correct what went on Sunday. So we'll come in, we'll watch the film, and we'll start our preparation for Arizona tomorrow. Well, I didn't score a lot of points just to get ready to play on the road. I'd like to be playing at home, but it didn't work out that way. But it's really a compliment to our football team. We're playing very good defense. We're getting the ball. We're taking the ball away from the opposing offense. Offensively, our time possession is as good as I've ever been around. So we're putting together long drives. We also have the ability to score over the top. We're just playing good, balanced football. And really, everybody's talking about our offensive defense. Our special teams has played extremely well here the last 5 or 6 weeks. So, we're playing complete football. We put together a good body of work over 16 games, and it's important for us to take this body of work into the playoffs. Yeah, I think Atari Biggs is playing at a very high level. He's going to receive another game ball this week. I mean, I think that's three in a row. He's playing outstanding. He's always been a very good communicator. He's done a very good job of being the last line of defense back there. And now that he's been given some opportunities, he's definitely cashed in on him. I think Atari's confidence is as high as I've seen it. He's battled through a couple injuries, and now he's had been able to put a full season together, and he has a lot of confidence in this new scheme, and he's playing at a very high level for us. Yeah, definitely. I mean, he missed a couple games, and I think he had it almost a little bit of here we go again, because he had a back-to-back injuries that happened very early in the season. So yeah, I definitely think it affected him a little bit. But he's such an upbeat personality. He brings a lot to the table, as far as the way he fits into the group. They really trust him. He's an excellent communicator. And it's just really the part of the growth of the whole defense. You know, Nick Collins has, you know, put together a Pro Bowl season back here. So, I mean, I really like our safety play. It's really picked up, and it's a big part of our defense. I mean, they're the key communicators in our defense. And you're just seeing a defense growing, getting better and better each week. Yes. We're gonna present that to the team tomorrow. We'll let you know tomorrow. I'd rather do that with the team first. Definitely. I mean, he'd have my vote, but you know, I haven't studied or broke down the other players, so I would only be going off of, you know, what you hear. But I can only tell you what I know about Clay Matthews. He comes to work every single day. He's a true pro. You know, whether it's his upbringing, you know, whatever you want to, you know, say it comes from. But I love the way he goes about his work. I mean, he's a very talented young man, and for him to have the production that he's had in this scheme, you know, missing a bunch of training camp with the hamstring injuries, he's been so consistent, and you don't see that in younger players. And he's just had an incredible year for us, and I'd love to see him win the award, because I think it's definitely, it reflects you, you know, your productivity as a defense, and he's been a big part of that. But he's a young man that, how can you not root for him? Because he does everything right. He does it the way it's supposed to be. You never have a discipline issue with him. He's always where he's supposed to be. He's always doing what he's supposed to be doing, and he's an exceptional athlete, plays with a great motor, and you know, I hope he's here for a long time playing that way. I go back to March. You know, we put together a good body of work. We're 11-5. We had some tough lessons that we encountered in the first 8 weeks. And the most important thing is we learned from them, and we were able to put together, you know, an eight week quality. Good quality football. So, I'm not surprised by anything, because just the way they work, their attitude, the ability in the locker room, the cohesiveness. They're playing a lot of energy. They're playing a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. I think the greatest strength of this football team is overcoming adversity. I see it time and time again, more than the teams I've coached here in the past. So I think those are all strengths of our football team. But, you know, once again, we're going into the playoffs. We're playing on the road. We're playing an outstanding opponent, and We need to play our best football, but I think our preparation up to this point has put us in a position to do that. You know, frankly, I didn't even think that was not part of my thought process. I was really totally focused on us playing very well, you know, and that's obviously the bottom line is winning, because, you know, during the course of the week, we didn't know who we were going to play. I mean, I didn't know if we were going to be playing Arizona. I know it was 75% chance we had to play Arizona. And obviously when the game started, you know, it was pretty much a done deal that we were going to be playing Arizona. So that was not part of our thought process. Our thought process was simply this. We're playing good football. We got a chance to get better. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity, that we take our best game in the playoffs. You know, and the good Lord bless us, keeping us healthy. That's the only concern that I had going into the game. You can't control it, so we were fortunate that way. But you know, I like what we were able to accomplish yesterday. I'm sorry. Oh, I think Sunday definitely is. I prefer playing Sunday. I just was preparing for six day schedule, playing on Saturday. But yeah, Sunday definitely. I think anytime you have an opportunity to gain some rest and recovery for your football team at this time of year, I think it definitely helps you. And you know, you can't deny the fact that you're going to be going on another 3-hour flight going out there too. So I think, you know, I definitely would prefer to play on Sunday, but I was anticipating the Saturday game. Yeah, everything will be exactly the same. Correct. I think Mason's kicked the ball very well. He had a great pregame going into yesterday's game. We really didn't have an opportunity for him to kick a long field goal. But, He's a talented young man. He's a stubborn guy. I like that about him. He's a hard worker, and I definitely think we've turned that corner. I mean, the future will obviously tell us clearly, but he's put together very good weeks of practice, and I feel very confident when his time is needed to kick it through, he'll kick it through the uprights.